Give me one moment.
Hi there, Lamar. Lamar, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that the company's still fairly young. How's your Thursday going so far?
It's going good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I've got your file here in front of me. I know that Tara does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
That's basically it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're willing to travel. You're keeping it fairly close to home, right? About 20 miles, but you're still servicing Huntsville, which is a pretty big metro area. You do have competition. I would tell you that you would do best, at least as far as the most opportunities, if we were to include paid ads as part of it. You don't pay for the individual clicks. It's still a flat rate. It does increase the monthly by $100. That $100 goes directly towards those paid ads. We can cover Huntsville without the ads, but like I said, for the best return on investment, the most opportunities, I would recommend paid ads. A campaign that does not include paid ads, or even if it did, it's still going to include Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and your service area. Link back to verified listings on Google and on Bing. That's going to get you in that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. As a young company, you do see a savings of a little bit over 50% off the cost of the packages, which does bring your rate down from what would have been $399 to a fixed flat rate of $199 a month. That's the exact amount. If you wanted to include those paid ads, it would be $299. Now, either way, it's a flat rate and the calls come to you. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. It bills once a month for the exact amount. Now, you know the needs of your business better than I do, how far you really do want to go for work, how much work you can take on, what your budget allows. Lamar, at least on the surface there, which of those two do you think would be a better fit for your company at this point?
Man, believe it or not, I just got the phone with Town Square this morning. And they're saying $199 bill. I don't know what's going on right now. Everybody usually wants $400 or $500 a month at least.
Well, you know, the $199 is a reduced rate on, at least I can't speak for Town Square, but $199 for us is because you're, you know, less than a year in business. We try to make it affordable for young companies. We lose money, to be honest with you, at the $199. I mean, if you were to cancel in the first month anyway, and we'll spend more in that first month on our end, time, resources, you know, pay the people to create the content to get you on that first page. It would cost us more than $199 on our end. But we know that the service works. We've been around about four times longer than Town Square has. We've been around almost 18 years. You know, December 17th is our official 18-year anniversary. We started in 2004. So we know the service works. I've been with the company myself for 9.5 years, and I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have. Is that your phone ringing? Do you need to get it? So what if you spoke with Town Square earlier today, what held you back from moving forward with them?
I have a friend that he has an insurance company, but he's good at marketing, and I'm waiting on him to get back with me.
Still, huh? All right. Well,
I'm going to give him to the end of the day before I move forward with somebody else.
Okay.
I really don't call me to him, but if he's not going to do what he's supposed to do and say he's going to do, it is costing me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, time is money, and every day that you're not where people are looking, and pretty much most people just go to the first page, you know, you're losing opportunities. You know, it's not because you don't do a great job. I'm sure you do. I mean, it looks like you've got at least one 5-star review that I can find online. Fair price, reasonable, responsive, above and beyond. So, we just got to get you where people can find you, you know, and I don't know what this guy's going to do for you, but, I'll reach back out to you before the end of the day. How long do you want to give them? Like 4 o'clock?
Give me the first thing in the morning.
All right. Yeah, I'll call you, you know, as early as I can. Looks like I've got kind of an impacted schedule with a meeting. Why don't I give you a call maybe mid-morning, like 9, 10 o'clock? All right. I'll talk to you then.
I'd be happy
to answer any questions you have then. I appreciate you, Lamar. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.